Especially here.
And especially coming here for the week of Diversité, which is the pinnacle of that experience.
You're going to be on culture shock.
Yeah. I've had a couple of weeks to adapt. I've been on the West Coast. So I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling fine, yeah. Back in Canada, I've acknowledged it. And yeah, there's other blonde people like me here.
Because okay. you would have towered over people, eh?
Yeah. I'm not. I don't feel like a giant. I don't feel like a total weirdo anymore.
Well. Anyways, I suppose we'll get stories over time.
Mm-hmm. But I'm back here just in time for Diversité, and I'm so happy. Like, I feel the energy in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm glad that the show is going to be dedicated to Diversité today.
Well, yes, and you're the bonus.
Special,
you're the cherry on top of the sundae.
That's true.
Your red dress.
Yes, sweet thing. Good timing. So yeah, Diversité. Now the boys, Queercore, just did an entire show on Diversité. So we'll follow that up. But we do have other things to talk about as well.
Yeah, we do.
You know, presumably, if you've listened to the boys, you don't really want to hear the entire sort of program all over again.
Although, well, and we did it last time too.
Yeah.
So you know,
we don't
want to
overkill here.
No, we don't want to overkill, but we do have some of the artists actually from some of the things going on this weekend. We have the cast of Fertile Imagination coming on very shortly, and a few of the artists performing at some of the more sort of cultural type things. There's a lot of shows, actually. There's Cabaret, there's Mega Gedai, there is all sorts of stages in the village with all sorts of really fun music. And, of course, Dyke Asylum on Saturday, which you know about if you listened last time, because we had Miriam talking about it.
Oh, you did?
We did. We had Miriam on. Dyke Asylum is Saturday night, and it's at the Mississippi Club. And that's the traditional big girl party of the weekend, so you don't want to miss that.
No.
And I have to say that the double the reason why you don't want to miss it this year is because the beloved Mambo Drag Kings are doing a small little performance during
the beloved
Dyke
Mambo Drag Kings.
Correct. And they're really... You know, up to their eyeballs in rehearsal right now. And
and you're one of them, aren't you?
Yes, I'm the one who can probably dance the least. But that's okay, because it's just hammy. Anyway, so
it'll be
that.
A special performance by the Drag Kings.
Yes.
And what else?
During Dyke Asylum? That's the only performance,
Okay, yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then, of course, the big parade on Sunday.
So I guess we'll talk more a bit about that later. We do have the cast from Fertile Imagination waiting already, so we'll go to musical break and we'll come back with that.
You got it.
Fill up my back, keep me filled with satisfaction when we're done. Satisfaction of what's to come.
I couldn't ask for another.
Your groove.
Mm-hmm.
not vicious or malicious, just lovely and delicious. I couldn't ask for another. An earth girl quite like you. You excite my receptors and make my electrodes through. With an overpowering magnetic field, I wish to satisfy your dreams. And with an enormous rhythm pulsating, girl, you've got to scream. Pass me that bottle, baby. Yeah.
Hi, you're listening to Dykes on Mics here at CKUT 90.3 FM. And we have with us in the studio the gang from Fertile Imagination. It's a play by Susan Cole, and it is about lesbians and babies. And it's a true adventure. So perhaps, could you introduce yourselves? There's three women here.
Sonia Patinaud.
And your role?
I play Z and Marge and Erica and Ms. Martell.
What? Really?
Oh, four
characters.
Uh-huh.
Wow. All right, moving right along.
My name's Moynin King, and I'm playing Dell, who is, she's one of the women in the couple, the lesbian couple, but she's the one who's not actually going to be giving birth to a baby.
Okay, and?
And I'm Jane Wheeler, and I'm the lesbian who is going to have the baby.
Okay, so,
right, maybe.
That's the plan,
maybe
anyway.
Come and see if she does.
So how does the play unfold? Does a baby actually occur?
The play is not really about having the baby so much as it is the sort of the trials and tribulations of going through, trying to get pregnant, trying to find the sperm, you know, all the stuff leading up to the birth of the baby.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Now, I guess, Jane, this might be a good place to reveal a somewhat personal anecdote here, because what's interesting is that listeners of Dykes on Mics may know that I have a 3-year-old daughter, and when Jane was in training for the play, the director handed her an article that somebody had written for the Mirror that was about, in fact, our process, mine and my girlfriend's. So, so what's a bit odd, I guess, is knowing that this is true. And that, anyways, I can relate, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Particular
mm-hmm.
to the non-bio situation here.
Oh, so did you have the baby?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
So, and also this is so topical, really, because more and more lesbians are having babies, in fact, you know? Some
Seems
are referring to it as what are they referring to it as? A gaby boom.
Yeah, that's right.
A gaby boom.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
That's great. That's adorable. That's great. Well, yeah, as we started rehearsing this play, I don't know about you guys, but I would talk to people about it, and inevitably a lot of people knew a couple who went through this or who were going through this or had tried to adopt a baby or, you know, something like that, and I was sort of amazed at, you know, at how much it is happening now. It's mm-hmm. great.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. What's the process then? How does it unfold in the play? How problematic is it to get sperm?
Oh, well, it's really hard to get sperm. Well, there are a few, other than getting the sperm, there are some personality conflicts, of course, going on as well. But it's as much about how they feel about it, and sort of it's they're treading into really new territory, certainly for them. And from the perspective of my character, who's the one who is not having the baby, she has a really interesting journey in terms of accepting that and her space in this, what could be this new relationship. Like, where does she fit into this? Because she can't, you know, I'm sure that even in heterosexual relationships, there's some of that to some degree, but in this case, she has a heart. She feels that she has to sort of get the sperm, somehow be the supplier of the sperm in order to fulfill her, you know, position in this thing. And that ends up being really the hardest part in some ways, you know, or at the top of the play. But I don't know if I even answered your question.
You said I asked you if getting sperm was problematic, and
yes.
Yeah. But once we get the sperm, we sort of think we're okay, and then we come up against more obstacles, and, yeah. you know, it's just sort of one thing after another.
You laugh, you'll cry.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now, playing four parts, what parts are you playing?
Z, who is the midwife, who finds okay. them the donor okay. and helps Rita along with the pregnancy. I also play Marge, who's a baby dyke, and she's also a sperm courier with all kinds of antics.
A lot of attitude.
A lot of attitude, yeah.
Great clothes.
There's Ms. Martell, who's the donor's lawyer, coming to set terms oh. between the donor and... recipient.
Mm-hmm. What? A sperm recipient.
A sperm recipient.
And there's also Erica, who is also pregnant and sharing, who's in a heterosexual couple, who shares the prenatal classes with Rita and becomes friends, and it's sort of like the outside forces, I think, mm-hmm. yeah. crucial outside forces coming into this, you know, lesbian world that everybody wants to know about. Ooh, what's that going on there?
And questioning whether this is really right or not for mm-hmm. two women to have a baby together.
Yeah. Okay.
The yeah. liberal. Confronting the liberal. The liberal,
right,
it.
Right. Yeah. Little L, big L, yeah. Lesbians and liberals. Is it just the three of you?
Yes.
The cast. Oh, yeah. How interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you assume different characters, and you come in and join them.
Yeah.
Right.
Ooh.
And we're on stage pretty much all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think I leave once, they come back in or so.
Maybe twice at the most. Yeah. At the very
That's
most.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What about the director? Now, it's a true comic adventure. What does that mean? Is that her story? Is this her story?
No, it's actually the playwright's story.
Okay.
Susan Cole and her partner have a daughter.
But it's a play, and it's a fiction,
a
and it's
yeah.
not, you know, I mean, it's
not
based
Susan's on that.
Exact story.
No. But it's...
But, uh-huh. she, but she wrote it from that. You yeah. know, she wanted to share her experiences right. in a dramatic kind of way.
And uh-huh. she's a journalist, and the character I play is a journalist, and, you know, there are certain parallels, you know, similarities.
Yeah.
But the director is Paulina Abarca, and she, as far as we know, has not gone through this experience.
Not that we know, not that she's revealed
told us.
Us.
but she read this play years ago and just immediately loved it, and sort of has been working on trying to get the money going and the people, you know, to get this show happening. And so I think she's, you know, she's got a real connection with it too. So I think we're all. Like, it's a play, you can't just sort of walk through it and laugh and have a good time. You've got to be really involved.
No,
it's got a lot of heart, and you really throw yourself into it, and mm-hmm. I think we all have.
It's quite emotional.
Yeah.
Quite. You must
but
have.
It's
yay.
Funny. But it's funny.
Yeah. Well, I guess I just wanted to for you to maybe talk a bit more about that, too, because it is a particular issue, as you say, so it's not really... you're talking about your own personal involvement as well as the audience. I guess when you talk about a certain depth of place that you go to, I mean, how was that for you in assuming characters around this issue? I mean, was
sure
it a thing? Was it something to get your head around to do this? That's what I'm struggling to say. as in lesbians having kids.
Right.
I mean,
well, I've never been with anybody who had a child, and I've never had a child, but. No, it's not such a big leap, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Considering, you know, I mean, as an actor, you're we think we know everything, we think we can just do anything. But I think actually this character for me is probably a lot closer to home than a lot of characters I've played because I am a homosexual actor, and there are actually very few homosexual parts. So for me, it's probably less of a stride than I would usually have to take.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. I when I read the play, I loved it, and I saw it in Toronto, and I loved it. And when I auditioned for it, I thought, oh, I would love to play this role. And then I got it and started telling people about it. Now it was amazing the reactions of people when I told them what this play was about, because you know most actors that I knew or artists sort of said, oh, that's great, that sounds fabulous, and then. Most other people, more kind of conventional people, sort of said, wow, how can you do that? You're going to be playing a lesbian? You know, that's mm-hmm. that's going to be hard. And I said, well,
no, I don't think so. You know, but all of a sudden I started questioning it and thinking, is it going to be hard? No, it's not going to be hard. But, you know, the whole issue, I think, is very delicate, more so than I had realized, you know, because the world that I move in is fairly open-minded. But, you know, then I meet up with people like my mom's friends who kind of think, oh, I don't know if I can go and see this play or not. You know, this sounds very, very racy.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it is interesting, that little kind of reality check, because it's, as you say, I too move in, well, you know, I've constructed my life around open-mindedness on the whole, but, yeah. Hmm. So, your mom's friends may not come to see the play, but...
Well, she's going to come first to see it and see whether it's okay. And then, depending on her opinion, she will either invite them to come or not. So we'll see.
That's good. That's great. So she's going to scout. She's going ahead to scout.
Yeah. Scout.
That's right.
Excellent. Right. Oh, it sounds great, and it is, like I said at the beginning, it is really topical. I mean, Melissa Etheridge on the cover of whatever magazine she was on, her and her girlfriend had the baby. You know, it's being talked about in a very mainstream kind of way, this whole thing, you know, especially lesbians having kids, because we've got the wombs, we need a little bit of sperm, really. Gay men having kids is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it'd be harder even, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But lesbians having kids,
they need a whole womb. All we need is a little sperm, just
exactly.
a little
jar. Sperm. Oh, no, it's hard to get that little sperm, I guess.
Yeah.
But. So I guess without giving anything else away, is there anything to sort of add to the feel?
I've been talking a lot, guys. You talk.
Yeah.
Sonia.
Well.
Sonia.
Patinoda.
Yeah, you're four.
Give us you're four
people.
In my
She's
case,
very
it's
scattered.
Not a question of being touching such a delicate subject. I don't want to say delicate. But in my case, it's more a question of concentrating on being Ziwan moment, who's very nurturing and down to earth and very earthy and grounded kind of person. And coming in the next scene as Marge is a total freak and she has attitude and it's like, yes, let's go, boom, boom, boom. You know, and then going back to Ms. Martell as a lawyer, a bit more stiff. And so for me, I'm not saying you don't have an actor's exercise there.
No, yours is the hardest part.
You know?
That's okay.
You're basically doing all the work.
It's like a mini Olympics back there, you know? It's true. But without giving anything else away, it's very difficult. I think it's very difficult. You have to come and I think we should give you a little... Funny
flavor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have time to do a little?
Oh, yes.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're in the process of getting the sperm. Unfortunately, Rita has bumped into a menstrual sponge, which is stuck within Rita before the insemination.
Oh.
So they must call upon the midwife to come and help them out. And then, oops! And then, then the sperm comes. Or so we think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna do the thing.
Go.
Thanks for coming over, Z. Rita thinks you and every other professional consultant on this pregnancy wouldn't want to step foot in here again.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Rita thinks I have an attitude problem. I told her you were one of my favorite bisexuals.
Come on, Dale. Bisexuality is open-minded.
Bisexuality is half-hearted. Rita, this woman can't make up her mind.
Thank you, Z.
No problem. Oh, I brought you a diaphragm. This size should fit you. Put it in after you inseminate. It'll keep the semen close to the cervix.
Oh, that ought to keep him guessing. How did you get pregnant?
I used a diaphragm.
Can I use your phone?
Sure, it's over there.
Now, what did she do that I didn't do?
She went in like a midwife. You have a lover's touch. Oh, I love your hands.
Gotta go catch a baby. Now remember, when you're getting the specimen into the syringe, make sure to avoid bubbles. Air in the pipes is bad news. Go good.
Okay, let's get set. Where are the purple candles I bought?
I put them in the top drawer.
God, what a mess.
Well, it's small. Your papers are spread all over the living room. I have to have somewhere to spread.
Well, I wish your socks wouldn't spread into the underwear drawer. It drives me nuts.
Why? Socks are underwear.
Why are you giving this to me? You wore it.
It's yours.
How would I recognize it? Listen, if you are going to wear my clothes, don't give them back to me inside out.
Is this how you plan to create the mood?
Let's see. Music. How about My Way or You're Having My Baby?
Forget the music.
Okay. Pillows. Candles.
This is it.
You guys picked a real winner.
It's empty.
He missed the bottle.
What?
Hey, I heard you speak at International Women's Day last year. Not bad!
So now what do we do?
No wonder he missed. Didn't anyone tell him to practice?
Personally, I have nothing to do with Gomers.
Gomers?
Yeah, you know, Gomers. Burgers. Men.
Oh.
But I gave him one of these for next time. I think you should give him a couple of hours. Your guy is amazing. I was 5 minutes late, and he panicked. He thought the specimen would get too cold. So he got into his car and tried to keep it warm.
His car?
Guess he couldn't resist. You know how guys are with their toys. They think they know everything. He tried attaching it through the adapter of his car lighter. He fried the sperm. This guy has a severe case of testosterone poisoning.
If you can't stand men, whatever possessed you to become a sperm courier?
Ah, this is the wave of the lesbian future. Revolutionary reproduction. Pretty soon, there'll be enough dykes with tykes to fill a co-op. Then, a city block. Then a whole city. There'll be no more violence against women. We'll have control over our lives, the streets, the schools. Amazon history will be mandatory. The local video store will carry 5 copies of Desert Hearts, a reel containing Xena's top episodes, as well as the complete television catalog of Laverne and Shirley.
Kate and Allie.
Dagny and Lacey. Oh, the way I see it, it shouldn't take more than 10 years.
Excuse me, I thought you gave him the glass bottle.
He said he'd figured out a foolproof technique for hitting the target. I didn't ask. If you want my advice, I wouldn't ask him to try again till tomorrow. A third shot just won't have any pop.
Tomorrow? I can't.
You can't?
I've got tickets to see Martina play an exhibition tomorrow.
Don't you think this is a little more important?
But Martina, she might not have many years left.
Martina Hingis is a teenager.
Martina Hingis?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about? There's only one Martina, the great Navratilova.
Isn't she the one who hassled Magic Johnson when he tested positive?
She didn't hassle him.
And she didn't win her first Wimbledon until she was 22.
Who are you? What is your name?
March.
I tell you, separatism ain't what it used to be. Used to be you couldn't even call yourself a dyke unless you loved Martina.
Tomorrow we'll be fine. We'll call and confirm a time. She actually thinks we're creating a lesbian nation. I'd settle for just one child. Who's she playing? Gabriella Sabatini?
Now what difference, oh pure one, would that make?
Oh, well, I may be pure, but I'm not blind.
Okay, that's... That would be a taste from A Fertile Imagination. It's a play by Susan G. Cole, directed by Paulina Abarca.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was the cast of A Fertile Imagination. There's only three of them. Moynihan King, Jane Wheeler, and Sonia Patineau. And in the Strathairn Center. 36.
Strathairn.
Yeah. For years now, I've been calling it that, the Strathairn. How nobody's correct it?
The Strathairn.
I'm sorry, I had to do it on air.
I used to say spatula and asparagus as well. August 1st to 16th, 3680 Jeanne Mance. Tickets are whatever they are. It doesn't actually say on this poster, it doesn't matter. Six to, maybe on this one, yes. Tickets and info. 937-2028. There's no price. That's okay. It must be
your
average.
Oh, well, tickets during the week are about 12 bucks, 12 to 14 bucks.
Yeah.
And on the weekends are around
16.
Something like that.
Yeah. Lower price if you're a senior or under 25.
Or if you have a baby and you're a lesbian.
That's right. You get them for free.
Yeah.
Anyway, it runs from August 1st to 16th, so that's a good long run. Lots of people are going to get in there to see that.
Runs Wednesday through Saturdays, and Saturdays there's 2 shows, one at 8 o'clock, a late show at 11 o'clock.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
After the tykes have gone to bed.
That's right, then you can go out. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah.
All right, we'll be back.
Since I met you, for my baby.
We're back. You're listening to Dykes on Mics on CKUT 90.3 FM. It's just a little bit after 25 minutes to 8. And how do you say that? 7:37.
Yeah.
7:37? All right. Deb prefers 7:37.
And what is that?
So does Alana Hart, because she just giggled. So Alana Hart is our next invité, guest on this packed Prix Diversité edition of Dykes on Mics. Hi, Alana.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great.
Alana's no stranger to Dykes on Mics. She's been here before. What have you been doing since that? That was about a year ago.
Everything. We've been doing everything. We have played lots of places and done lots of recording. And I put out a blues album in the meantime, and I'm working on an acoustic album. We're doing our album and an R&B album that's going to come out. So and between that and all the playing we've been doing, it's time for vacation.
Wow, you've been really busy. You just came back from Ottawa, you said.
Great gig. We should do this here. They had something called the Women's Voices Festival, which was like the Lilith, but smaller.
Right.
And they were just wonderful. It was like 2 days of shows. We closed the show. They were throwing money on stage. There's a whole bunch of stuff that was going on. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Money? Did you get any underwear?
No. No. I don't know if I'd rather have the money or the underwear. Money, underwear.
Well, money's more useful, but underwear is a little bit more glamorous.
I guess it depends who it comes with.
I guess.
Money might be better. No, forget it. Sorry.
So when are these new releases you've been working on going to hit the shops?
The blues album's out already. It was a band called, I worked in conjunction with someone, the project's called Louisiana Mud. And our stuff will be out September, October, the acoustic album October, November, and then the R&B groove, I'm not sure yet, we're still in process.
Wow, it's amazing.
It's been
how a very
busy
heavy
you've year.
Been.
Yeah.
And you'll be performing at Diversité on one of the stages.
That's right. I don't know what time. They haven't told us what time. Do you know what time?
No.
Okay, well, you know,
is
you
it
probably
Saturday night or Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay, because there's a Saturday night thing happening, too, in the village. The streets is closed and there's...
Oh, yeah, the masquerade
music.
One.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm a bit confused. There's so much going on, really. But you're definitely Sunday.
Sunday, I think, afternoon,
okay.
Weather permitting.
Right.
And we're also playing tomorrow night, if I'm not mistaken. We're opening for The Pursuit of Happiness at Bourbon Street West.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that show goes on about... my little thing here,
do
blurb.
It.
It goes on about 8:30, and we're the first part of the première partie, and we're really happy about that. That's good exposure for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
I was just telling Alana that I saw her on Quai de la Rose, and I don't know if anybody out there watches French TV, but Quai de la Rose is this sort of... these things only really exist on French TV. I don't know what to call it. It's like a live variety show with Normand Brathwaite, who is like a really well-known Quebec actor, and he's done all sorts of stuff, and he's it's a really bizarre show because in it he portrays kind of like the theme of it, Cadillac Rose, is that he's like a pimp from the 70s, right? It's a little bit weird because he is a person of color, so he looks a little bit weird. It's kind of a weird play on stereotypes there, but he's talked about that, saying that he thinks it's okay to kind of reclaim that. But that's really interesting exposure because that's a whole other market for you.
Wow, yeah, it was just great. No, they told me Saturday we were going to do this thing on Thursday and that I couldn't bring the band. It had to be Steve's guys, which is okay.
Right.
But we rehearsed once for like 22 minutes on Tuesday, and I just before we went on, the power went out. I mean, all sorts of things happened, and then just as they're starting the countdown, I looked at the guys that I was playing with. I said, "Have you guys ever been on television before?" And you just see the panic in their face. I mean, no. I said, "It's going to be okay. We're going to be fine. Just play it." And they did a really good job, considering they had never heard the music, and it wasn't like, "Let's play Jimi Hendrix, okay, one more time." And but it was fun. But the cameras, I mean, you can't tell, we're in a little teeny weeny space.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it was good exposure. It was just a little harrowing in the middle of everything else to have to deal with this.
It was a really weird little culture shock because you're the last thing I expected to see.
Surprise!
Oh my God, it's Atlanta.
You know, you can see us everywhere sooner or later, I guess.
So
that's fun.
Who approached you about playing on the Diversité stages in the village?
We've done a lot of work. We've played a lot at, the saloon and the lounge, really. We've done a whole bunch of gigs at the lounge. And Rita, who until recently was the booker, had asked us if we would do this Diversité. And I almost did it 1 year. And since then, I'd refused to do it because at that point, anyway, and I'm not dissing anybody, but it was so badly organized that I waited for 4.5 hours just to find out they had no lights and that we really couldn't play.
Oh, I remember. That was in the park.
Yeah.
It was the first year, maybe the second year?
Second year. Yeah, so for that, I was like, I don't know. Yeah. But apparently, I mean, I've seen it, that it's gotten so much better every year and everybody gets, you know, more accustomed to what they're doing. And so at this point, we said, okay, you know, we'll play.
Right.
I mean, we like to support the community and, we, you know, the idea of playing outdoors as long as the weather's nice. We just did it. It was great. This is going to be even better. It's our hometown.
Right.
So, it should be fun.
Will you be back at Lounge in the fall?
We'll be at Lounge probably. I know we're at the Mississippi Club at some point also, probably September, October. And I just want a little bit of time just to get, you know, finish all the other projects I'm trying desperately to find time for, because that's the thing. I mean, I work, right? I work. I have a real job.
You have a day job.
Yeah. It's not so bad. No. It's a Steve's. I mean, it's Steve's music store. You can't really, like... Yeah, you walk in there, oh, it's a rough life. Am I going to play today? Which guitar do I want to take upstairs? And it's like, can I borrow that for the weekend? I did it this weekend. Can I borrow something? I'll sign it out. I promise. I'll take
it.
You know, that's it. So just a little bit of time, and then we'll be back again October, November, probably December, promoting a whole sorts of things. The other thing, if I might do, if you don't mind, I'm on the hunt right now for a singer, guitarist to do a duo thing with me. And I guess this is the best way to do it, right?
You bet.
So... if you guys, girls, whatever, preferably a girl, okay? I'm not sexist, but I'd really like it to be a female thing. If I can find somebody to do this with me, I'd really like to put that out, too.
How would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can always call you.
No, they can't.
Oh, come on.
No, they can leave a message at Dykes on Mike.
There you go.
Yeah, or what about Steve's?
They could call Steve's. They could do that. 878-2216. And if they have to be, I mean, at least comfortable with what they're doing. Or, they can get in touch with the show. And let's see if I can maybe... it'll go down in history if we do a really good job. Don't you think?
Totally. Oh,
yeah.
Go down in history.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you are just one rockin' chick lately, Alana. Let me tell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No tan on me.
No, actually there is. Oh, a little bit.
Vaguely.
Yeah. And those arm muscles. If you've ever seen Alana perform, the arm muscles, I have to say, are definitely worth it.
Okay, that'll be Sunday afternoon. Yeah. They're committing. Okay. Arms on stage.
Well, thank you very much for being here, Alana, for taking time out of your insane schedule.
It's wonderful.
For coming to see us. And we're going to play a little bit now. Alana's brought a tape, and we weren't able to really cue it, so hopefully it's at the right spot. So listeners, bear with us if there's a bit of silence at the beginning. We're gonna try to put it on for you. And this is something that is yet unheard on the airwaves.
I did this last time, too. This is a cut off the album. This is what's coming up and coming on the album. It's probably going to be the first or second cut. We've been working with Marc Perrus, and this is what happened.
Right, okay. I think Deb's trying to cue it. There it is.
Last time I saw you, 6/09, November 3. Thank you.
We're back. That was Alana Hart. It was a previously unaired recording that she had the kindness to bring to us at Dykes on Mics. And I am sitting here with yet another artist, actually. This is Kyla.
That's it.
Hi, right. Kyla.
Hello.
Kyla is one of the artists who will be performing at Cabaret. Now, Cabaret is a really interesting show that is going to happen during Diversité. It's on July 30th, and it is at the Lion d'Or, which is 1676 Ontario Street East. It's the space where Boudoir takes place for all you lesbians who've been to Boudoir. And it is an entertaining evening celebrating the coming out experience from all perspectives, and it is being hosted by the theater and I think it's a theater troupe, Children of the Looser God. Of a Looser God, actually. So you're one of the artists on the cabaret, Cabaret bill. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Nothing really special to tell.
Oh, great. Okay, that's it.
I basically loved music since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and I just never bothered to continue it until I was about the age of 20, and bought myself an electric guitar. Didn't know how to tune it, didn't know how to play it. And that's how it started out. I graduated to a cheap acoustic guitar, but it plays. And then I got myself an amplifier and started writing songs with my brother, to be honest with you, actually. I used to write to myself, you know, little letters. And then my brother just took a few of those letters and said, well, why don't we just put them all together and put some music together with the guitar and see what we get? And that's how it basically all started. I've been writing, composing, playing the guitar, and singing since.
And where have you been performing?
I perform mostly. It was happening up in Ormstown and Franklin, but I just do little sets in between the bands when they take a break.
Mm.
So I go up with my guitar and play three songs, you know, and then I get back down again and let the people who are being paid to do this get back up on stage. But I do that. I volunteer my time for charity reasons. And the first time on stage was a fundraiser, and it was pretty fun. But I don't get paid for it.
No, it's a labor of love.
Yeah.
How did you find out about Cabaret?
Actually, I was looking through the Gazelle. I was just flipping through the pages and seeing if there are any jobs or anything. And I found out that they were requesting musicians, artists, to spare some time for them, and I said, sure, why not?
And so you called them up and...
Called them up, made the arrangements, sent a demo of a few songs, and worked it out that way.
Were you familiar with Diversité before? Have you come to Diversité?
No, not really, to be honest with you. I'm pretty much new to everything.
What's the expression in French? Baptême de feu, baptism by fire?
Yeah, that's just it. I'm new to everything 8 months ago, and I'm still learning more. So, yeah, so, but it's really fun. You know, I figure a spare few hours, who knows what can happen. I don't know who's going to be there. You know, even sit there and say, hey, I like your song. Could I just, you know,
buy you a drink?
Buy you a drink, buy your song, and keep writing for me, you know? I mean, we're singing.
You've got to be out there. I mean, that's the thing. You have to be kind of out and about. And yeah. People have to hear who you are, and they have to hear what you do.
Well, that's just it, you know. They say take the bull by the horns, you know. Just go in it head first. Well, I'm from Montreal.
Are you from Montreal, yeah?
Yeah, I'm from Montreal. Grew up in Laval.
Mm-hmm.
Spent some more time in Montreal, and then moved out to No Man's Land. Ormstown, Franklin, Athelstan.
It's actually a beautiful region.
Yeah, it is. So you're still out there? You live out there?
Yeah, I'm up in Franklin now. Apple Country, we call it.
Yeah. What do you do out there? What's your day job?
Music.
So you're making a living?
No, I'm not getting paid for it, but I work on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have a paying job right now, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Apple season's coming up, though. I'll get a couple of bucks apple picking.
Yeah.
Well,
who knows
what will happen from Cabaret also.
True.
Maybe you'll get some kind of gig.
Yeah. True.
There's quite an impressive lineup at Cabaret. I don't know if you've spoken or seen any of these artists, but among others, some of the lesbian performers, Jean Bergeron, who is quite an accomplished musician and singer, actually. She's really wonderful. I'm not sure what she's doing. It might involve the saxophone. Buffy Childerhose, who, of course, writes for Hour. Jen Goodwin, Kyla Gray, that would be you. Cheryl Neal. Mireille Pinchot and Michelle Tracy, actually, who put me in touch with you. So it's a really, really impressive lineup. I think it's going to be a really good show.
I hope so. Yeah. I really do. I'm, like I said, I was kind of, when I went to the first meeting, I was like,
and reservations, you can call 879-9721. The tickets in advance are $8, and they are on sale at L'Andre-Jean, actually, if you want to pick them up, 3636 Saint-Laurent, and or they will be $10 at the door. And again, that is on July 30th. That's Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. coming up mm-hmm. on at 8 p.m. at Le Lion d'Or.
Lion d'Or, which, as we know, is a great place to go for a show.
It really is. It's a beautiful
place. I was told
place.
It was really nice
it's
inside. Yeah. It is cabaret style,
yes.
too, and everything, eh?
Totally, yeah.
They have three stages, so people are actually...
Great.
Yeah, two side stages or something, I think they were talking
oh,
about.
Oh, wow.
Maybe they'll set something up. Yeah. Anyway, it's a nice space. Thanks for coming
so.
On the show, and, good luck.
Thanks.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
Thanks.
All right. We'll go to musical break. We will be back. Back. That's kind of a party tune to get ready for the festivities this week.
It's so exciting. I'm just beside myself. I remember back when Diversity started, and it was just like, oh, what's tonight? And there was only one thing. And, you know, there are so many things this weekend.
Oh, it's packed.
A bit overwhelming. Yeah. Let's give our best of, shall we, girls? Like, what do we recommend to go see?
Well, I've been, you know, away, so I'm just so keen to party. So I'm definitely going to
be
at the Saturday and Sunday night dyke parties. That's where I'm going to be.
That's where you will be.
Totally,
yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And of course, the parade. I'm so excited. But yeah, I'm going to check out Cabaret.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks
mm-hmm.
good. I'm definitely going to go see that play, Fertile Imagination.
Yeah, going to save that for next week though. After the festivities are over,
because we'll you really have to pace
exactly.
yourself.
You do absolutely. You can't do everything at once. It's silly. Yeah.
I hope everyone's taking their vacation this week. Nobody needs to work this week.
She's jumping in her seat.
Well, I think I'm really going to plug the parade because L'Andre-Jean, for the first time ever, has a float.
Really?
I heard that. It's so exciting.
No. Yeah, it's a little itty-bitty float. It's a pickup truck. It's not huge.
But talk about the concept.
Well, okay. Do we want to give it away?
Yes.
All right.
Well,
some
people know.
You know that on our poster, right, it says, Que font au lit les lesbiennes et les gays, right? What do lesbians and gays do in bed, right? It's the age-old question. And, of course, the answer on the poster is there's... You know, people reading in bed, right? So my boss's girlfriend rigged it up so that there's an actual bed in the pickup truck with, like, a headboard and everything. And then on the side of the truck, it says, you know, Que font les lesbiennes et les gays? And then there's, like, four of us inside the bed reading. Woohoo!
What's your book choice for that day?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about it. Maybe I'll bring, like, Joanne Lulin's Lesbian Sex or something. You know? Something really obvious.
That's very funny.
And the other thing that I'm really curious about is this side show, which is this in the beer garden after the parade and in the village. And it's a weird little sideshow featuring all sorts of sort of, you know, I don't even know how to
freaks.
Describe it. Sort of
freaks
and punk kind of thing. And it looks really, really interesting. And I know it's one of the events I have to work. So I'm definitely going to be at that one. It's at it starts at 8 o'clock actually.
And it's in the village. No, it says 6 actually. It's with that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm really dyslexic. Yeah, that is 18 is yeah. That's
so shortly after the march, you get into the village and see what there is to see. There's going to be a whole bunch of stages set up. I think.
Yep.
5.
Yep.
So you got to sort of figure it. It's probably going to be a bit overwhelming, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's going to be.
It's just a ton of people. So prepare yourself for a bit of that craziness, because as this event gets more and more popular, I mean, this is a good thing, but there's also that overwhelming aspect to predictions of 100,000 people. I'm finding kind of, you know, whoa, what?
Yikes.
Where are they all going to go when you get to the village? Like, where's the overflow going to go? We're just,
Well, it's a bit bigger this year because it's roped off from Parc Émilie Gamelin, right, the former Berry Square. Up until Papineau, I believe. So it's actually much bigger, because last year it wasn't, I don't think that much space was roped off.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah. That's really huge.
Yeah, so it's a bit bigger, because they thought of that. They were a bit freaked, actually. Yeah.
Whoa.
And I'm sure to if anyone wants to get a little more involved, they could always volunteer this week for one of many events.
You bet.
So the phone number to call is 285-4011, and there's so many different opportunities for volunteering if you're interested.
Great way to meet people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they always need volunteers, particularly the day of the security thing. That security thing is always an issue. So
yeah.
If you're thinking that you'd like to go and maybe try to control 100,000 people, not on your own.
I'm sure there's somebody out there with security guard fantasies. This is the day to live
it. This is it. This time to do it. What else? There's the Meow Mix. That's the girl party there on the Sunday after everything.
So in your post-pride delirium.
You can stumble up back to the plateau, if that is in fact where you live, and a lot of dykes do, to Le Cirque at 141 Mount Royal East. It's only $2. So, you know, you'll just have a couple of toonies left in your pocket by then, maybe. Anyways, you can make your way there and lounge about.
It'll be a nice, relaxed way to sort of come down, I think, in a nice dyke space.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. We can tell what we're going to be.
And if you haven't gone a date, you know, yet, you can always try there.
Oh, I always... It's a good place to make dates during diversity, actually. I have to say that from experience.
What do you mean?
It's a good way to meet someone, because you have all these events. So if you see someone at the beginning of the... You know, like if you go to Cabaret and you see someone, right, chances are you'll see her again throughout the rest of the festivities.
Again and again.
And again and again and again. So it's a really good way to, you know, pick up.
Okay, and you know what? You don't have to wait till Cabaret on Wednesday. The women who were here, Fertile Imagination, there's actually a benefit for the play at the lounge, Le Lounge, on Tuesday. So you can start this whole cruising thing earlier. You can
there
go
you
on
go.
Tuesday. It's called Women We Love. It's a spoken word event. It's a benefit for Street People Theater, which are the people putting on the Fertile Imagination. So a bunch of women, Victoria Stanton, Ann Stone, Alexis O'Hara, Catherine Kidd, who I've seen around and about quite a bit. She's quite good. 1333 St. Catherine East, Tuesday, July 29th, 9 p.m., $5 to $7. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow night. Rest up tonight, girls, because the fun starts very soon.
Go to bed early tonight. And pick up a diversity program somewhere. You can find them all over town.
And we'll see you all this week and this weekend in the parade and in the clubs and on the street.
Hey, Alana, welcome back.
I'm so happy.
Welcome back.
Good night.
Good night.